תודה לך על שאספת את כולנו כאן, נתת לנו כוח ואפשרות להיות ביחד.
Creator, thank you for gathering all of us here, giving us strength and opportunity to be together. We realize that we ourselves are not able to reach connection and annulment, no matter how hard we try, and we've tried. Help us to be attentive and focused during the lesson in order to attract the reforming light. We burst with prayer to you. Connect us. Give us love for the friends. Let this lesson open the way for us to connect and as a result bring correction to humanity and to all of reality.
Yes, Moses, this is a force that exists inside each and every one of us. However, he's hidden, he's not felt, and we need to work in order to awaken it, a force that will pull us to connection, to in order to bestow, to exiting our ego. It exists inside each one, and we need to connect these small forces that exist inside each and every one, these weak forces, until it will truly be a great force, and it will show us how to come out from Egypt to freedom, to a creator. Because there are only two states, and there is nothing in the middle. Well, there is temporarily, but this is not considered a state of its own. There is the state of the control of the force of the ego, the force of the will to receive, and the control of the will to bestow. And we should constantly try to check ourselves. Where are we? And in the transition, by being drawn in the direction, in the disposition to go, to shift from the will to receive to the will to bestow, this is where it is called Moses, the force that directs us, that arranges us, corrects us, leads us to the goal. And it exists inside each and every one. At all times, in all the different states, as it says that the force of Moses exists in each and every generation, and this is how we advance. That's it. So let's get into the excerpts and let's study. We are advancing with a good pace. We are study what we need to. We're not behind, falling behind. So let's advance. Let's advance. It's desirable that throughout the day, also more and more, we will feel the process that we're all going through. All of us. The emphasis is on all.
We're in the Passover document.
This is 148.
Under I pulled him from the water. Why was Moses called specifically by the name Moshe, which Pharaoh's daughter gave him? We should say that it is after the saving, for I Mashitihu, I pulled him from the water. In the work, a person drowns in the evil water called what and who. And by this, you were pulled from the evil water.
This is what we need to feel. That we are now drowning inside of our ego, which is called the evil water. And how can we come out of it? It is only through all of these questions of who and what for, why, is it worthwhile or not worthwhile, all of these scrutinies, by scrutinizing them between us and seeing how much the correct scrutiny brings us together, it connects us, it builds from us, from the separate and foreign desires into one desire, which is directed, this is considered that the force of Moses grows stronger in us. And this is how we prepare ourselves to the exodus from Egypt, to running away from Egypt. Next. Yes, do we?
I want to ask, you say that Moses is a force within the person.
Yes, Moses is a force inside of the person that we need to build it, to scrutinize it, to develop it, to cultivate it. It does not exist in an apparent manner, as it is written that we have to bring him out of the water. It exists there in the evil water, in the Nile. And in that way, we then make this force greater out of the connection between us. Moses belongs to everyone. He's not in each and every one, but rather each and every one can aim himself, that he wants to find his Moses. But actually, as much as we feel ourselves that we are connected and we want to exit together and towards a single goal, then more and more we feel this common force called Moshe, Moses.
Exactly, because he said that we have to aim towards all of us, not me.
Yes, otherwise we don't discover Moses. Moses, this is already a force that becomes clear in us, it becomes revealed in us when we all want to exit. When our whole exodus from Egypt, it's that we want to reach connection. What is the difference between Egypt and the land of Israel? Being in exile or being in redemption? It is only the matter of connection. Only connection. That our root, that we learned this article, the Arvut ones. So now, when we are going to implement it, this is the force that helps us to stitch out of ourselves a single desire. This is called Moses.
So to understand the concept of Moses, there is Moses in the person, in the ten, in all of us.
Yes, but for the implementation of this force, it's when we connect. Just like in general, at large, the whole matter of the exodus from Egypt, from the separation, which is the egoistic force that rules us, that dwells between us, to the force of connection. When the Creator dwells between us, the Shekhinah. And Moses is what makes this transition for us from separation to connection.
And now in the lesson, when we learn about Moshe, we should perceive what the world Kli is for us, of Moses?
Yes. Yes, that we are the pioneers, the avant-garde of that general worldwide force, that we want to connect everyone, all the nations of the world, the representatives from all the nations of the world, in short, those who understand the importance of the correction of the world and want to take part in that. This is how we need to depict that state.
So to come out of the circle of my tent to a broader circle of the world, Kli?
Without exiting, no, that I add more correctly, I join to my ten the whole world. If there are any questions, go ahead. And each and every one, I propose that you think throughout the day, men, women, it doesn't matter what state you're in, that nevertheless we need to aim ourselves to live that state, that we're in it, that this state should be revealed in us and it should pull us and will change us. We exist in a state where we are very much worthy of connection between us, the beginning of the connection between us at least, the beginning of the connection between us and being drawn out of this egoistic world from separation to connection.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie.
Buongiorno.
Un punto nel cuore rivela questa forza nella misura in cui si annulla.
The point in the heart discovers this force on the condition that it nullifies before the ten.
Annulment before the ten, that is already a result. For the time being, we need to discover that we have an inclination towards that. Annulment, that's already a state. But before this state, we need to have an inclination to reach that state. And in that, we already discovered the beginning of the force of Moses, Moshe, that pulls us, Moshe, from the word Moshech, pulling, that he pulls us from the evil water, from all kinds of egoistic desires and intentions, to desires and intentions where we do agree to some extent to come closer to each other, not yet to connect, not yet to truly be together as one man with one heart, but somehow with a disposition to come closer. The more correctly we will depict our state, that it is only the beginning, it will be easier for us, because the correction, we also have to suffer it, to go through it. Before the exodus from Egypt, we need to feel that we are in Egypt, and it is impossible to feel something except through its opposite, as the advantage of light out of darkness. This is the rule. And therefore, if we want to feel that we are in captivity, that we are in Egypt, then we can do it on the condition that we very, very much want to come out of Egypt, and then opposite that, we will feel how much we are in it. And we are ruled by our ego, and it doesn't let us come out. This is Pharaoh, who doesn't let us come out. And we, nevertheless, resist him, and we do want it. And then in this struggle between the force of Moses in each one, against the force of Pharaoh in each one, then we can be drawn towards connection between us. And the connection between us is actually that point of exiting the present egoistic world to the spiritual world.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, а чем вот эта сила Моше на этом
yes, Rav, what is, how is the force of Moses at this stage different from all the forces that pushed us before? There's always a force that pushes us forward towards the ten. Well, why specifically Moses?
Well, this is what we need to study from these excerpts that we have before us. Mostly Moses explains to us from all the states that we go through at this time in the boundary, the border of exiting Egypt. As we get closer to the Exodus, he explains to us what exactly we had in Egypt, in what way Pharaoh was ruling us, holding on to us, and what is the force of Moses that pulls us out of Egypt, that helps us to exit our ego. It is truly a new birth. There is nothing like that in the whole of reality, the spiritual or the corporeal one, like the Exodus from Egypt, because it is what we call the replacement of the malchuyot, the kingships, the replacement of the control within the person. When a person starts to feel that he can think, he can want, he can depict to himself that there is a new life, a different life, life beyond death, which is the will to receive. It is something that we cannot depict to ourselves. So if we reach a state where this becomes a bit clearer to us, this is already considered that Moses is born within us and he pulls us. And thanks to that, we can be connected as one man with one heart, as much as this becomes revealed. And this is how we prepare ourselves to the transition from the self, the me of each one. Yes, but we need to be connected around this Moses, the force that unites us. And to the extent that we do unite, then we do rise above our ego, and he pulls us forward. Moses is the force that comes from above, from the Creator. We feel that he starts to be established between us, inside of us, as a result of our disposition towards connection, towards annulment, each one before the ten. And in that way, when we reach the force of our root, then we discover this common force between us, which is called Moses, Moshe. And it pulls us from the separation between us, that we were not able to overcome it. We didn't want to, and we were not able to a state where we do want it to some extent, and accordingly to some extent we're able to be connected. And then in the beginning of this connection, we start to discover the exit from the world of separation, this egoistic world, to the world of connection, the altruistic world. And in that way, we come out from Egypt. This is actually the...
Headline, The Loyal Shepherd. 149. It is known that the Zohar calls Moses the loyal shepherd. Baal HaSulam interpreted that he was nourishing the people of Israel with faith. He said that man does not lack any power in order to be able to observe Torah and Mitzvot in full, but only faith. To the extent that he has faith, to that extent he can exert in the work.
This means that we need to receive the force of faith. The force of faith is the force of Bina, that helps us to rise, to elevate ourselves above our will to receive, and in this way, to reach in order to bestow. So this force that helps us to emerge from Malchut to Bina, from the ego of each one, to bestow, the force that pulls us is the force of Moses. This is why he's called the loyal shepherd. It is the force that helps us, that is the devoted to us, and it does this for us, and this...
יש לאדם בחינת 150. The person has the quality of Moses, who is the quality of faithful shepherd, who shepherds the faith for the whole of Israel. That force awakens the person to see the truth, that he will never achieve the quality of man by himself. This is the meaning of the verse, and he saw that there was no one. This causes him to ask the Creator to give him faith in the Creator, by which he will achieve dvakut with the Creator.
Yes. Any questions?
No.
Well, if there are no questions, let's continue. Yes, Dudi.
Moses and faith is the same thing?
Moses is a quality. When it dresses in a person, then this force exists inside of the person and it helps him to rise above his ego. When a person starts to prefer the force of bestowal, faith, the force of Binah that awakens in him over the force of Malchut, the force of reception that exists inside of him. And this is called the revelation of Moses.
It's like faith above reason, Moses?
Yes, yes. Later if we will see if there is a difference between the two, but... Malchut or Malchut with Bina, it's written that the whole exodus from Egypt is about the enslavement of the Malchuyot, the kingships. The only difference between this world and the next world is the enslavement of the Malchuyot, plural of Malchut. What does it mean? That the force called the will to receive, Malchut, in order to receive for one's own benefit, is now becomes for the benefit of others in order to bestow. It's like between Malchut and Bina. But we always exist only in Malchut. However, it depends with which intention, to which intention this Malchut belongs to. When it rules us, it's either in order to receive or in order to bestow.
How can we imagine to ourselves that this force comes to the ten and we have like Malchut of Bina? What is that?
Well, if you cling to the friends and you will want to be inside of them, and it doesn't matter on which degrees they are, where they are, with which desires and thoughts, just like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisa, who knew how to be incorporated inside of his small students, and through that he was able to rise to spiritual degrees. This is how it is with each and every one. Each one has a group that also exists inside of all of our groups. It's a great public, an important public, and the Creator dwells in it. And we just need to open up the heart of each and every one of us, and then for sure we will succeed.
If I can, another question.
Yes.
According to the excerpt, it says that we need to ask the Creator for the force of the quality of faith in the Creator. What exactly do we ask for?
We want to receive from the Creator. We have no one else from which to receive. There is no other force. The same source that created us, and it created us in the will to receive, we now want that He will add to the will to receive of each and every one which He created, that He will also add to it the force of Bina, the desire to bestow. And then we will have in each one of us those who will ask and will receive. They will also have both the force of reception and the force of bestowal, two forces. And in between these two forces, a person will feel that he exists. And then it will open up to him between his Malchut and Binah the ability to exist, to feel, to understand what does it mean, Egypt, his Malchut, and what does it mean, the land of Israel, which is the Bina within him. And then he will depict correctly to himself where he is. And accordingly, you will have the direction towards what to yearn, which force to make greater, etc. Them. Let us locate these forces within us. Where is Malchut? Where is Bina? Where is the land of Israel? Where is the land of Egypt? And how can we locate the way inside each and every person and in the relations between us, that this is all about the relationships between people, whether I'm now in the land of Israel or in Egypt or on the way from one to the other, in which states I need to change myself towards the, with respect to the friends, so that the relations between us, which are called Egypt, will invert and become the land of Israel. This is what we need to depict to ourselves.
Feeling this suffering and then suddenly this transformation happens?
The exodus from Egypt, it is sudden, and it actually happens to a person in a state where he doesn't feel it in advance. This is how it happens, and we need to aspire for this all the time. Realize that this depends on the collective desire of the group and the upper desire, the Creator.
Видите, пожалуйста, вот маленькое уточнение. Вот Маше в человеке раскрывается при переходе на каждой ступени.
Just a refinement. The appearance of Moses happens between degree to another, or it starts at a certain stage.
Moses, who pulls the person from in order to receive to in order to bestow, he is revealed for the first time in what we call the Exodus from Egypt, when he crosses the border from reception to bestow. And afterwards, as it says, Moses exists in each and every generation. In every progress we make, every step that we take, the force of Moses within us grows upon the force of reception that grows. It is considered that the people of Israel come out of Egypt. When they come out of Egypt, they take with them the whole treasure of Pharaoh. Everything that is in Egypt, they took it from there. This is what the Haggadah, the Passover story, tells us. And we later on work on top of all of these desires to receive that we had in order to receive, which is called Egypt. We correct them gradually until we correct all of them, and this is how we reach the end of correction.
How do we come to a true yearning to awaken the force of Moses? If we don't really feel or never experience it, how can we imagine this to ourselves, this force of Moses?
On the one hand, what mind doesn't do, time does, meaning that over time, by a small illumination on the person from above, desires to receive accumulate and inclinations to bestow accumulate, and that's how we advance, because the upper light that works on us and each time appears more and more. On the one hand, it increases in us the will to receive. On the other hand, it does that by its nature, which is bestowal. And then we feel that we're comprised of two forces. On the one hand, the force of reception. On the other, the force of bestowal. And then we just need to increase the force of bestowal within us by connection between us, by studying, by the prayer. And then we come to a state where the force of bestowal begins to be more and more powerful, to the point that it determines our shift, our exit from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And this is already the boundary.
How do we identify, detect the force of Moses that suddenly comes in and
build it between the friends? Build it between the friends as much as possible, more and more, in a practical way. And then you'll see how much you advance towards the exit.
So we need to annul before it?
This is a very, very simple work done in our reality when we're already organized in tens. And the truth is, it doesn't matter at all in what ten I'm in. What matters is that I want to connect with them and nullify before them and push them to the Creator with all my strength. This means that I'm willing to be in Arvut.
There is the matter of annulment here, annulling before this force of Moses.
Annulment towards what?
Annulling before the force of Moses that becomes revealed.
This force of Moses directs me to nullify towards the ten in that I put all my strength into their connection and pushing them, attracting them towards the Creator, towards in order to bestow. So that inside the ten between us there is a force in order to bestow.
כן, תודה.
טוב.
All right.
Yes, thanks.
Okay, Kabu 3.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Does the force of Moses have to appear before the Exodus or during the Exodus? Thank you, Rav.
כוח משה צריך להופיע.
The force of Moses should appear before the exodus from Egypt, but it's actually all completely aimed at the exit. Search and try to help this force become revealed.
Rav, מה זה אומר שכולם יוצאים ממצרים?
What does it mean that everyone comes out of Egypt? All the friends in the ten come out of Egypt.
That each one receives some illumination to rise above his ego. And there's many discernments in that. Like it says that they all come out of Egypt, all the people of Israel, the men, women, children, elderly people, all those levels of the nation that you have. But in spiritual discernments, they all receive a certain spiritual progress. That means that they exit Egypt. But each one still gets it according to their degree, their investment.
But this depends on how much we pray for each other, with force and persistence. Does it depend on that, or?
It depends on mutual help from each and everyone. But just like in the nation, you have elderly people and babies and women and men and everything between them. So all the different ages and qualities and skills and so on. Similarly, each person is comprised of everyone else, and also the differences between everyone. That's why it's difficult to describe what it means to exit Egypt. Some understand it's happening, some don't, and they just feel it. Some barely feel it even, but they're somehow there as part of the others, like babies, and so on. So still, we have to long for, by the force of the Arvut, that we don't keep any quality in reception in order to receive, like it says, not even leaving.
Здравствуйте, друзья. Я вопрос такой. Я всегда молюсь за своих друзей.
Hello, friends. My question is this. I always pray for my friends, for all the friends in the Baruch, but I don't see any changes. What am I missing here?
It's not enough to pray for the friends. You need to incorporate with them together the first actual level of connection that you can make is already a step outside of Egypt, out beyond the border. That's already a transition. That's what we need to pray for. Like Baraswam explains to us in the article Matan Torah and Arvut, the main thing is to feel that we are in a single boat. And once we feel that we're interconnected, this force that we'll discover is binding us together. That's the force of the Creator. And that force will explain to us what is the upper world, the spiritual world, spirituality, what is in order to bestow. That's what we need, that it will become revealed to us and show us what we need to do, how to strengthen it, how to understand this reality. It's a reality that doesn't exist in us. And that's why not our mind and not our emotion are directing us to spirituality. So this transformation that suddenly appears, this spirituality connection between us suddenly appears, this is called a miracle. It's called a miracle, and that's what we need to achieve. And here you can see from the story of Egypt that this includes so many discernments and problems that unfold in various situations that are unpleasant. And there's also the 10 plagues, when a person feels how much his will to receive doesn't let him rise above the will to receive. And so that's how we will go through these stages. It's not drawn out in terms of time. It's quite short. We just have to go through these disturbances and overcome them. And all in all, when we collect all of these transitions, then we're ready to understand what spirituality is. Why is all this issue of this whole problem of the exile and escaping Egypt in the darkness and crossing the border and so on? It's all for us to have the qualified vessels to feel spirituality, where the Creator can be revealed. Otherwise, we don't reveal Him. He's present right now. The earth is full of His glory, but we don't have the ability to discover Him. He's there, but where is He there? I'm thinking that He's here in the air, but there is more. There's another, how to put it? There are other axes in which the spiritual reality exists. These axes are of bestowal, and you have their back and forward and right, left, up and down, all those spiritual dimensions. How will I reveal them? That's what I have to prepare.
I wanted to ask, what precisely is Moses the shepherd of?
Moses sees only one thing. How he can take the 10, and there's no more than the 10. It could be millions or billions of people, or two or three. So how can he take them onto his hands and transition them from a world of reception to a world of bestowal? A world means what's inside the person, his thoughts, preferences, goals. This is what the...
If I can continue, in which way is Moses loyal? Why is he called the loyal shepherd?
Loyal shepherd, meaning that even though he's with the children of Israel, but he's connected to the goal of the force of faith, force of bestowal called Bina, and he's connected to it. And this must be in each and every one, otherwise we won't come to the spiritual goal, we won't save ourselves from remaining beasts.
How can the 10 put itself on the hands of Moses?
That each and every one depicts this force of Moses in him, and he wants to grab hold of it, like a baby grab hold of mother, and thus advance. And this is the power of Arvut. This is where we're going to keep reminding the force of Arvut, because when we connect in a single force as much as possible, then we establish this force of Moses that pulls us higher.
But what exactly do we hold on to? What exactly should we imagine that we're holding on to?
That we are all holding together the thoughts, desires, intentions, goals, and we want all of them to be aimed at the Creator.
Who are we talking about here? Who are we?
One who wants to exit Egypt and is ready for it with all his strength as much as he can, then he feels how this force called Moshe is pulling him from in order to receive to in order to bestow by connecting him with everyone. And through the connection, through revealing the force of Arvut, they exit. All in all, what we discover is a single kli, and this is called the force of Arvut that becomes revealed. And by that, in that, we feel the Creator.
Thank you, Rav. What is this border that is between us that this force of Moshe wants to bring us? What is this border, this limit that you just mentioned?
It's a border between two worlds, the world of reception called Egypt and the world of bestowal called the land of Israel. This border is very problematic. A person receives from above a force of bestowal, and from that moment on, this force rules and dwells on the person, and a person begins to enter it and practically incorporate with that force and work with it, think, want, do actions of connection, bestowal, and revelation of the Creator more and more. This is the force we discover only after we leave Egypt and leave our desires with the intention in order to receive, and we move to intentions in order to bestow. We necessitate the upper force, the Creator, to change us, to give us a special light from above, that like we are now in order to receive, we will be. Internet.
From Mach 19, how do we discover, how do we emphasize the quality of Moses within us?
We look for him, for where he is. We look for where he is. That Moshe, in the meantime, Moses, is hidden. And we want him to become revealed, to become, to stand out, to be in front of us, ahead of us, going forward in the exodus from Egypt in a way that he accompanies us or attracts us, that he sets the path. We don't know it. We don't know how to advance from in order to receive to in order to bestow, that this transition is truly unclear. How does it happen? This quality of bestowal lands on the person and begins to rule him more and more and more. That he begins to discover the difference between what there is and what there was and what will be. It's a transition between two worlds. And then what we already do in what we call in order to bestow the land of Israel, we always say a memory of their exodus from Egypt, which means that because we exited Egypt,
what state should we depict right now in order to advance?
That we achieve connection, arvut, to such an extent that between us, the upper world begins to appear, this force of mutual bestowal, this network of connection between us, by which we can bestow to each other a level of our measure of arvut and love and confidence and so on. And it all appears.
Question from Sochi. In the beginning of the lesson, you recommended to think that we are already in the quality of Moses, but on the other hand, we cannot imagine it because we don't have that quality. So how do we correctly depict the quality of Moses in us?
We can play with that. Because in a game, we use our desires and intention, our power of imagination, our inclinations, and it's like a prayer, because I want, and by that I draw the force that helps me do it, that helps me go from one level to the next. What do we see in children? How do they evolve? As we let them play in all kinds of things, and when they succeed and fail, and actually by failing they advance more. So then, as they play, they want, we can see how they are inclined to do something, try something. And the same with us. So always be in connecting, in participating, in coming closer to each other and imagining this force of the Creator, the force of Moses that will pull us. If we do this game properly, this is called awakening upper forces that advance us. The whole world is really a game, but it's a game not in that we play whatever theater we want to, but the Creator is inviting us, that we are in a mutual force of bestowal, a force of connection, and we want it to take shape between us. And then the more we are drawn to it, the more we awaken forces that work on us. And
what's preventing us from coming out of Egypt? How to run away from it?
That's our laziness, and that we're not pushing each other enough toward the Arvut. A single person can't come out of Egypt. None of us can. And each of us, there's a power and desire and an anticipation to come out, but there's no connection with the others. And therefore, we stand zero chances of coming out of Egypt unless we have an inclination toward connection, because what we attain beyond the Exodus is our connection. Like it says, today you have become a nation. So a nation is already a 10. And if we do not aspire to be in the 10 in order to discover the Creator, precisely in the 10, according to the mutual inclination toward each other that we have, then we can't come out of Egypt. Egypt is that force of separation between us over which we have, or which we have to overcome. And this force of separation, the Ovyut, the coarseness, will only go and grow.
Where do I draw those intense forces and the confidence to make the efforts and go towards a place I don't know what it is?
Because we're in a big group and we have the forces. We're connected to spirituality. We're connected with the Creator. We need to reveal it more and more and use it. We need to help each other. If we'll think about how to do it together, no problem. We awaken the upper force, the spiritual force, if we think about
it. To not be lazy, me alone.
I think that if you take these excerpts that we're going over now, and you'll read them for 30 minutes, you will gain a lot.
Good morning, Rav. Question about the Exodus. Why don't I have any indication about the time, how long it should take, where I am in the process?
You don't need to be in that. You need to be above your ego, and therefore you're not supposed to have these kinds of questions. You already need to depict yourself outside of Egypt and behave, act that way. And then, when it'll happen, it will. What a person's heart desires, that is where he is. So if you want to come out of Egypt, you already now have to act out, live as if you're outside of Egypt, because you're not going to receive something because you're lacking something, but it's in order to bestow. And in order to bestow, all options are open.
But it can just go on and go on. We can say that in every state.
If you're in the inclination of in order to bestow, then you have no such questions like it goes on and on.
I'm not in that tendency yet.
If not yet, then you need to further think, what are you missing, what are you lacking in order to get there? Otherwise, you as if come out of Egypt and you're shouting, where is the spiritual world which I deserve? Right?
So wait.
Okay,
toda.
Okay, thank you.
The lack of connection between us, the mutual bestowal that we're lacking, this is what leads us to these kinds of mistakes. That everyone thinks not about how to help the friends, but how to help himself. This is actually the main problem, that surely with such an inclination, a person stands zero chances of coming out of Egypt.
Maybe to ask about that, how to organize ourselves to not expect a reward and wanting to come out of Egypt. On one hand, I'll just stay at my place. On the other hand, I do demand a reward.
But what kind of reward are you demanding? That's the question. We need to every time change our reward. That means to climb the degrees. What's the difference between a certain degree and the same degree plus one? The difference is the reward. What am I demanding?
‫151 by Rabash. Rabbi Shimon said, happy are Israel that a shepherd such as Moses walks among them. It means that the people of Israel have within them faith, which is called Moses, the faithful shepherd. Then, since they have faith, they have strength to engage in Torah, in Torah and mitzvot. In other words, within every person, there is faith in the Creator, which is called Moses, the faithful shepherd. At that time, the whole people are righteous, meaning that all of man's organs, namely his thoughts and desires, are called organs. And this is called a people. This is the meaning of what is written, and he remembered the days of old, is the Creator. Moses is his people, since Moses was tantamount to the whole of Israel. We learn from this that the people's shepherd is really the whole people, for the faith in man is the whole man.
PT3.
I heard that Moses takes the ten and takes them on his hands from a world of reception to a world of bestowal. How to depict such a state correctly?
A force that elevates us from the qualities of reception to the qualities of bestowal, that is the force of Bina. That's called the force of Moses. That this is the only thing that we need. Faith above reason.
What does it mean that I do it for my ten?
That you bestow upon the ten the knowledge of this, this feeling, whatever you can, in order for all of you to understand that this is the only thing that you're missing in the ten, a connection, in order for you to understand that what you're lacking is the force of faith, of bina, of mutual bestowal.
Who comes out of Egypt? Me, my ten, together?
Whoever wants to come out of Egypt comes out of Egypt, that's who. The more you connect and want to rise above the ego in mutual bestowal, between us and from us to the Creator, then these desires, these thoughts, these inclinations, they're the ones that come out of Egypt.
How can it be that beasts comes out of Egypt, desires that don't want to be corrected?
There's such in the incorporation too. In the incorporation come out men and also beasts.
So why can't we come out now? Because
first of all, there needs to be a nation that's ready, that's willing to come out, that are suffering as a result of being in order to bestow, that can't connect. And therefore, that is the nation which we need for all of us to want to connect and rise above our desire to receive in our mutual bestowal, and that we can't, and that we can't for us is felt as suffering, and then we will feel that we're in exile, that we're shackled, that we're handcuffed in prison, that we want to run out or run away from the in order to receive. We want to get out and we can't. We can't implement the desire to bestow. We can't implement connection. And if we don't achieve it, then it's real death. That then we feel that we are in a prison and a dungeon and exile. Exile of what? Exile of our connection, of our love. Exile of the connection between us and the Creator, which is all bestow, the world of bestow. That we can't get there, even though that we'd really want to. And then we cry out, and then opens up the ability to come out of our egoistic forces onto the force of mutual bestowal.
Thank you.
We need to talk about this more and more in order to make it more tangible in us, for it to be clear to us what's the difference between what we feel now and what we're supposed to feel.
Екатеринбург. Екатеринбург, we're not aware of a lot of our desires. How can we take them into Egypt?
What's revealed is revealed. We can't be responsible for what I have and I don't know. In me, there is an abyss of egoistic desires, and this is something that needs to gradually become revealed from the exodus from Egypt and until the end of correction. The 125 degrees that are now in front of me. And this is what I need to be concerned with. This is the main thing. It's like we're walking in an unknown place. So in front of us, there's someone called Moses, and he's walking with his rod.
The staff.
And he's walking, and I'm not thinking about nothing. The only thing I'm thinking about is how to put my foot where he put his foot, and that's how I follow him. This is the secret of how to properly advance in unknown terrains, in a place where we have no idea of how to walk, how to approach it. And therefore, between us, we need to find the force of Moses and to follow in that way, meaning on each and every step to check whether we're in the force of bestowal and faith and mutual connection and more from sight.
Is each one a shepherd towards his ten?
Yes. Each of us needs to be a shepherd for the ten, because each of us has different qualities, and thus can be a shepherd, the representative of Moses toward the ten, to his own extent. Eventually, what follows is that we connect the point of Moses in each and every one of us, and thus we... has no perception of him whatsoever. Indeed, our sages have discussed this question before me, asking about the verse and to adhere to him. How can one adhere to him? After all, he is a consuming fire.
Meaning, how can we come closer to something that's completely opposite of me if coming closer to it is according to equivalence of form? I can't change any quality in me that it will resemble the Creator. So how is it called that I'm moving closer towards him? It's not like in corporeality that we can be physically close to one another in a physical distance, and inside with their opinions or qualities be completely opposite. That's in our world. That's why it's called the imaginary world, that it doesn't exist in nature, but only in that same bubble that we're supposedly existing in. But it's not according to the true laws of nature. That's why our world is called the imaginary world or fake world, because we're in it in our imagination. It's as if what we think, that's what happens. And in spirituality, no. In spirituality, everything happens according to our qualities. That's why if I have qualities that are close to someone, I'm closer. If I have other qualities that are opposite, so I'm distant or even opposite. That's why all of our spiritual motion is in changing of our qualities, whether coming closer or further away from one another. That's why each and every one is controlling him, by controlling himself, can come closer or further of the others. And in such a way, we can reach all kinds of spiritual states under the condition that we correct and change ourselves, our qualities. And nobody here can do anything towards the other, but only on himself. That's the world of truth. The world of justice. The correct world. And not like in our world, that we can supposedly do what we want with our egoistic forces. That's why all of our actions come to a state of equivalence of form towards the Creator, to adhere to Him, that we need to come to a state of adhesion, equivalent, the complete equivalence of form with a complete upper force. Then we also reach that same complete state called Gemar Tikkun. And that is the
Раф, вот мы говорим о том, что наша задача прийти к полному слиянию по свойствам.
We say that what we need to do is to reach adhesion, complete equivalence of form with the Creator. How do we do it with the tools at our disposal?
What are we lacking?
Одно действие фактически каждый раз сближаться с товарищами, а мы говорим о полном.
There's just one thing that we can do every time to come closer and closer to the friends, and we're talking about complete adhesion with the Creator.
You didn't discover all your qualities yet. To the extent that you can control them, they'll be revealed more and more. And then you'll be able to change them more and more until you reach the complete equivalence of form with the Creator.
Ну а как, в чем тут именно сближение со свойствами Творца, вот как бы с Ним?
How do you exactly come closer to the Creator's qualities in this relation? We're connecting more and more with the friends every time. So what's the adhesion here?
It's the same thing. There's no difference whether to come closer to the friends or to the Creator. Only according to the conditions that we exist in, the egoistic conditions. So coming close to the friends means it shows us how we can come closer to the Creator. The difference is that we can play, we can act like children. They can build buildings from blocks or from sand, but actually it develops them to be adults. Same with us.
How? By connecting with the friends and the group, here's my ten. How am I supposed to incorporate in them in order to become like the Creator?
So your ten, that you want to connect to them, you actually build in you, inside, you build a copy of it. You start feeling them, that they're in you. And with those qualities, in those states, desires, plans, everything they have, you come closer to them and connect to them. And by that it turns out that with your forces, you have to adapt yourself to that ten. And when you work on it, you have to discover that the ten is like the special mechanism of desires and thoughts, that they have a special quality in them, all in all. The quality of bestowal. And not that it's in the ten, as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma with his students, but my relation to them is what depicts them towards me, the qualities of the Creator, the quality of bestowal, the qualities of love. That's how I relate to them, not that they themselves are like that. They can be as they are. Just the correction is on me, that I change myself to love them. And as much as I am in, come closer to them to love them, I discover that it's not a tent. It's a collection of conditions or qualities or forces that in them I depict myself already in a new reality, the reality of bestowal. And the force that is revealed in me, I call that come and see, Creator. And that's a new reality.
Baal Shalom writes here that I become like the Creator.
You relate to the ten and the force of bestowal that you want to reveal on you. And towards that ten, you resemble the Creator. That's it. There are obviously a lot of details. You for them, they for you, and who cooks up this whole process. That's already the upper force from above that watches over everyone. But that's what happens with our attitude towards the ten. We have no one else to work with. And nothing else can be revealed beyond that. But in the ten, we'll see worlds, states, all kinds of opportunities, qualities, and that's called attaining the upper world, that in such a way will be revealed. There is no place, only in our relation, our attitude towards a friend, our attitude towards the tent. And in them, we'll discover all of reality.
Are to our benefit in order for us to be able to work in faith above reason?
We have to reach a state of despair. What is the meaning of, and the children of Israel sighed from the work in Egypt. What are they crying out to? But they can't do anything. What is that cry all about? It's simple. I don't know what to do. There are no possibilities in me, no means in me to correct the world. And if I don't understand and I can't feel and I can't do it, then each time I get into greater mistakes, greater problems. So what am I to do? That's what those who wish to come out of Egypt, they cry about. What do they want to discover? They want to discover the essence and purpose of their lives. Who's running their lives? Where is that creator or someone that I can grab and shake in order to understand what's going on here? This is our work.
How is it possible to adhere him? He's consuming fire. Meaning what? And why does that stand in the way of our adhesion with the Creator?
Kabbalists say that, you know, the Kabbalists tell us, we'll see what it means that the fire is him. Kabbalists want to say that we cannot feel, we cannot discover any forces, any qualities, any actions that are spiritual because we lack the vessels to identify them. We don't have such vessels. They slip between our fingers. I can't perceive them like radio waves. Do I perceive them? No. There are these waves in the air. I can't perceive them because I lack the receiver with which to sense them, to receive them. That's what's happening.
Woman Hebrew, Katuv Veshivu,
it says, to adhere to his qualities as he is merciful, etc. What's the difference between Rachum and Hanun?
Let's say there's no difference. That's how they say. We're not going to get into it. But what do they want to say? That if I wish to grasp or perceive a force in nature, I have to be according to this force. Hence, if I wish to perceive this radio wave, I have to build a receiver or a receptor that can receive, that can perceive this wave, and then I will be able to see that this wave exists in the air. So it all depends on the receiver or the receptor. The Creator, He fills all of reality. He's got an infinite number of waves, different forms, different frequencies. He's the general frequency that sustains all of reality. How do I perceive that? Kabbalists are telling us you're missing a receiver by which you can receive him, perceive him. This receiver or receptor, you'll see later that it's able to receive many ways, like in a radio receiver. You're changing the wave inside the radio, and accordingly you can receive a wave that's outside of that receiver. So in this way, you'll be able to receive the Creator in different ways, different modes. He forms, he's got, how many modes? He's got 125 degrees of reception. And in each degree, you have 10 sfirot. Oh, direct light and reflected light and all kinds of phenomena. In this way, we discover the Creator gradually. The method that reveals the Creator for a person according to how a person changes himself, because the person has to become the receiver. This method is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of receiving the revelation of the Creator in a person. That's what we are learning about, how to reveal Him in us, and it cannot be revealed in any other way, but each one of us builds this receiver inside of us. How do I do it? By incorporating with the ten, by absorbing from the ten their qualities. I absorb them into me, and then the entire ten is in me, and in that I come to discover the inner force that ties together these ten parts, and this is called Boe, come and see, Creator. So the beginning of the building of this vessel in which the Creator is revealed, this is called the Exodus from Egypt. I begin to construct from my different desires to receive, as foreign desires, I begin to construct above reason, meaning using the force of Binah, of bestowal, the force of connection, I begin to build above them a connection. And this web of connections, this network that I begin to construct above these forces of reception, in that network of connections, I perceive the Creator. This is called the revelation of the Creator to the created being. That's what we come to by exiting from Egypt in a state called the Passover festivities. What is Passover? Pesach? Pesach, skipped over. We come out, we take a step ahead of our, we'll